Hey everyone, welcome back to Recently Retired episode 5 now?
4.
Okay, thank God.
I feel like you just did that for
clout.
Yeah.
Anyways, today we're going to talk about post-grad feels. So like, honestly, just our feelings on post-graduation life, post-soccer life.
Yeah.
The fears, the excitement, just everything in between. So you guys can kind of relate or just like listen to kind of our experiences, and anybody can listen to anybody that's not just like post-graduation or seniors, but like even young people who are like going on to college or done playing sports, of what that feels yeah. like and what that looks like,
just graduating something in your life.
Yeah,
I feel like yeah.
Yep. All right, let's dive into kind of some of the content. So I guess our season ended, we played our fifth year, so I guess like our normal college life ended May of 2023, and then we continued on and played our fifth year in the fall of 2023. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of time for, so about a year ago, we've experienced that. So I guess what did like graduating feel like from college just without soccer?
I felt great. Like I
have some excitement. Like
it felt so great. Oh my God.
It felt great.
It did. It felt great. Honestly though, like you just like worked so hard and like you're in school for basically like 15 years straight.
Yeah.
And then you're finally done and you're like, wow, like I don't have to do school anymore if I don't want to. Not that you have to do college or whatever, yeah. but still like that's what I knew I wanted to do. So knowing that was finally done was just kind of like a weight lifted. Like I did it.
Yeah.
And now I can kind of do whatever I want from there.
Yeah. I think it also was a great feeling, but definitely something that is hard is like, so we lived kind of close to our college town. So like mm-hmm. about 25 minutes away from like downtown where everybody lived. And most of the people don't live around here that we were really close with. They mm-hmm. live from like either Virginia or Long Island or just like further away. And so like them graduating and leaving and going home or to where they were moving to has been really hard because we're so close with them. And we were just like a walk away or a drive away, and we'd hang out and go to movies and play beach volleyball and do fun stuff like that spring semester. And just losing that, I felt like was a hard thing to do.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing in high school. Like when you graduate, you leave all your friends, your family. Even if you are close, you're not living with them anymore. I mean, mm-hmm. you might be, but if you're not, like it's hard to lose those friendships and just lose like the closeness of it all.
And I think it's okay to just like acknowledge, like it's okay to like feel sad and miss those people, but like reach out, FaceTime, call, text, like Snapchat, keep up with those people, because like if not, like friendships are hard to maintain when you get older and like graduate from college. You don't live right in the same little area as everybody that you're close with. Like it's hard. And if you don't talk to people, if you don't reach out to them and they don't reach out to you, like that friendship is going to just fade. So I would just recommend like reaching out, being in contact, calling, texting, you know, just because it's good to have the people in your corner and people you can talk to. And if you ever need favors, if you're in their city and want to grab lunch, dinner. I'm so sick of your face right now.
You're just like talking so much already.
It's a podcast. That's all you do is talk.
Yeah, but go ahead. Keep going.
No, I'm done. Silence from Tori, everybody. Go ahead, Livy.
No, keep going.
No, I'm done.
I didn't say anything. I was just looking.
I'm done for the day. Livy's going to take over the podcast, singular.
This is a mature college graduate giving you advice here, pouting and saying she's done.
Go ahead.
So how did it feel when you were done? So we talked about graduating college. Like, how did it feel after our fifth year when you were done with soccer?
Oh, I'm allowed to talk now?
No, go ahead. I wasn't saying you could. I just said okay. You were going on for a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Being done with soccer was so sad. Like, we were crying on the field for, like, 3 hours. And one of our assistant coaches was like, you guys need to go in and console the freshmen. We were like, we're gonna stay on the field and cry for like, another 4 hours.
Actually, bury me here.
So yeah, it's okay to bawl your eyes out with your friends after you lose. So I feel like I was also excited like the next few days of being like, oh my God, I do not have like anything that I am mandated to go do and have to go to. So, like, what do? We actually went and got tattoos the day after we lost to commemorate our final season. Do you want to explain a little bit about that? What happened?
Well, so basically we were like, oh my God, we just graduated. We're done with college forever. Like, it was me, Tori, and our roommate Grace. And we're like, we want to do something like funny, but also something that like means something to us. So we have the letters WGS on our ankles.
Jesus, you don't even know what's tattooed on your body.
No. So the letters WGS, and going back, like this whole season in the locker room, we would play Opum Gangnam Style in the locker room.
But you guys know, like,
sexy lady. So anyways, so we were like, oh my God, like that's so fun. We called our brother and we're like, what do you think? And he was like, you guys should just do something like dumb and funny. And we're like, okay, fine. So then we did WGS and we're like, that's so fun. Like, it just like reminds us of like sharing hotel rooms on away trips, making TikToks, and then like dancing before the game in the locker room and like probably burning more calories than the game itself.
Yeah.
But then
my heart rate was through the roof.
Yeah. And then we called Rory, who was like our friend on the men's team. He lived in Scotland. And we're like,
we sent him like a picture. Yeah.
We're like, get this. And we like sent him it. We're like, can you believe it? And he's like,
girls.
He's like, I hope you girls know that it's Opum Gangnam Style.
With an O.
We're like,
of
course we knew that. Like, but we always said Whoop'em. So like, it's just like more connected to us. So that's why we did the WGS.
But little did we know, we got the wrong lyrics tattooed on our ankles the day after we lost.
Yeah.
And our careers were over.
So I 100% recommend that because it feels like just like a good closure. And I don't regret it yet at all. And I don't see myself ever regretting it. So
yeah, I definitely have no regrets. And also, I unfortunately, for the first time, sprayed my ankle. Yeah, show them WGS.
You can't really see it, but it's right there.
You see it. Mm-hmm. Down low. Yeah, it's fire. Anyways, I unfortunately sprained my ankle in our last regular season game, which was on a Thursday. And then we got the bye because we were on the regular season. So we played in a week and it was like a pretty bad sprain. I mean,
it was
my first time spraining my ankle. So I was like, I don't know if this is bad. Everybody else was like, no way you can play. I was like, I'm playing. So we taped it up. Anyways, it was like super bruised. And of course, I got the tattoo on that ankle because we all had to get on the same and they wanted to get it
on
their.
You said you wanted it on their. Oh, actually, no, I think I did. Because I have another tattoo on my leg.
Yeah, you said it, so we had to do that. And so then I go into treatment, and our trainer's like, you're lying. And I'm like, I'm not lying. Like, she's like, why would you do that? Like, it could have messed up your nerves or whatever. I'm like, I don't know. I wasn't thinking. I don't care.
It took, like, a minute.
But literally, we were walking around downtown Binghamton, just, like, being, like, frolicking. Like, what do we do? We're like, let's go get tattoos. So we call our tattoo artist who we have other tattoos from. And we're like, can you fit us in at the end of your day? He's like, what do you need?
We're like three girls, just literally like 15
so
minutes
little.
Of your time.
He was like, fine.
We're like, yes, we love you. And then we always like tell people, like, try and guess it. And like, no one, obviously no one's going to guess it. But then when we tell them, they still like think we're joking. They're like, no, tell me the real reason. Like, tell me the real words. I'm like, I wish I was lying.
Yeah.
like, I wish, but that's so 100% serious. Like what it is.
And some people have been like, you need to like name your kids those letters. We're like, no, we have no shame.
Yeah. Like, why would I be like,
no. It stands for Whoop'em Gundam.
I'm going to tell everyone that's what it is. And that's what it is.
But anyway, so that was a fun way to end our season. So if you could do something little with your teammate, it doesn't have to be as big as the tattoo.
Should be
though, because it's hilarious and amazing. To commemorate your season, that was something fun that we did. But I think after it was like, we felt free. We were doing like hot girl walks on the treadmill to stay in shape and
not running.
Yeah, not running. And it was nice. But then like you get kind of like, what do I do with my time? I don't know.
Yeah. All you college kids who don't play a sport.
How are you? Like, well, I guess a lot of people work.
Yeah, true.
So a lot of
most people do work or internship.
Yeah.
But if you didn't, so much free time.
So much free
like
time.
Slay. I mean, we had so much free time, but then after soccer, I was like,
yeah, what do I do?
Yeah. Like so much, but like also amazing free time.
Yeah.
Cause like I'm not doing work. So
I know. Yeah, so that was really nice after season. And just, but then again, like, I feel like I lost touch with just so many girls that you don't see every day. Like, you'd see them, like, out, but then, like, if, you know, winter break, and then you come back for spring, you were done that spring because you went to Iceland. Mm-hmm. All my classes were at a different, like, building, like, not on main campus. So I just didn't get to really see anybody. And it was just, like,
yeah, it's
kind of felt isolating.
Like, yeah. It's like not having like, I mean, you have like 28 people on your team that you're pretty close with, like some of your best friends and mostly all your friends who you talk to for like 3 hours a day, travel with, go out with, all that stuff. And then like, yeah, you're still staying in touch. You're still friends. I still love them all so much. But like,
right.
Everything revolved around soccer. Like, it's when you spent your time with your team, that's when you talked about everything. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, like traveled with them.
Yeah, so that was definitely sad. I mean, it still is, but that's just the reality of, like, when you leave a job or, you know, you leave something that you're so close with and you go to every day, like, you're going to lose those friendships and have that, like, disconnect from, like, a social setting. Like, that was when I socialized.
Yeah, and that's why I would, like, encourage anybody listening, like, get on your phone right now and just, like, text somebody that you haven't talked to in a while, FaceTime them later and just say, like, hey, thinking of you, miss you, how's life? Like, just those little connections, I feel like, are really important.
Yeah. To stay in touch. Because, like I said, it's hard because everyone's so busy. Like,
mm-hmm.
Especially when you're an athlete, like my old teammates, like, they have practice and games every weekend and they're studying and they have their own social, like, the rest of the team to hang out with. Like, what are you supposed to do? Like, mm-hmm. You don't have time in your week. No one does.
And I also feel like for me, and I'm sure a lot of other athletes or people who are in a master's program, like, you don't have a ton of money. So you're trying to work extra jobs. You're trying to be like, mm-hmm. You know, fill that like time with like waitressing or like that's what a lot of my friends do. And like, I have a GA position and also my internship and classes. And it's just so much of your time. And I'm sure other people, like our friend Kate, who's a PA right now at PA school, like so busy, like just studying and this and that. And it's just like, there's so much going on when you start a master's program. That's like, I don't have time for anything.
And then when you want free time, like, you don't want to be hanging out with someone else. Like, you just want to be, like, laying down, binging, watching TV.
Yeah.
Food. Like, you want to spend that time for your own self-care and stuff. So it's, like, again, like, when you do get a second, you're not, like, let me go hang out with a bunch of mm-hmm. people. Like, you're tired.
And that's why I feel like phones can come in, like, just handy, like, to FaceTime or text and just, like, just keep those connections alive, you know? Comment on people's social medias. Like, I love doing that. Just being like,
yeah, staying connected.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, connections are everything when you get out into the real world, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, for jobs, for everything, connections are super important. But it's also like, sometimes when someone calls me, I'm like, I don't want to answer. Like, I just want to lay down and watch my show. But then if I do answer, I'm like, oh, that made me feel so much better. Like,
yeah.
We're all going through the same thing. Like, just like feeling like you picked up where you left off. Like, it makes me feel so much better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to talk a little bit more about your master's program and like mm-hmm. how it felt going from like soccer straight into a master's program and like your identity based off outside of soccer?
Yeah. I think it's been so fast that like I was kind of just forced into it almost. So like for me, I wanted to start. Like, I wanted to play my fifth year, so I was just like, let me just start a master's program. We both were. And social work kind of spoke to both of us out of the Binghamton master's programs. Mm-hmm. And then I, like, absolutely fell in love with social work and was like, I really want to continue doing it. So here I was, like, not even I never thought I would do a master's program. And now here I am in year two, almost graduating in May. And it's like, it was just so much. Like, I was like, I'm tired. I'm done with school. But I think that spring semester, so I was on the team in the fall, and then in the spring, I wasn't on the team. Mm-hmm. You left for Iceland. Like, I moved back home to save money, and mm-hmm. I just was busy with internship, you know, another job on the side, substitute teaching, and then my classes. And it was all just, like, I missed soccer. I missed my outlet of, like, fun and laughter, and then I missed the locker room and the jokes because – that just like would, if I was having like a rough day or anything, like just the locker room laughter, shooting the shit, having fun, that made me feel better immediately. Also mm-hmm. going out on the field, just passing the ball around. Like no matter what drills we did, they always made me feel better just by like getting my energy out. So I actually started training for a half marathon with our friend Grace. And that was something to look forward to, and like it was fun. Like the training wasn't fun, like, but it was nice to have something to do with other people. And like the race day itself was super fun. And then I did another one with my friends here in Binghamton. Like I enjoy race day and it's super fun, and it's a way to connect with people again, the running community. But like I'm still not like happy, like I haven't found like something as like a real outlet that I like physical activity wise. Like I liked hot yoga, I liked running, but not something I could see myself doing like all the time. But yeah, I think I lost just like the soccer player in me who just had fun and laughed a lot. I feel like I miss those times of just goofiness mm-hmm. and fun.
Yeah. So like what advice would you give someone who's going through that same thing now? Like what helped you?
Yeah, I would say just like, I'm like such a hypocrite for saying this because I haven't done it, but like go out more, like go have like, you know, and everything doesn't have to cost money. Like I'm always thinking like, oh, if they want to do something, like, no, like I meet my one friend, like Ari, like for walks, like, and like just that, like always makes me feel good to just laugh, have fun with somebody else. It's like not my family and not somebody who I like come home to, and mm-hmm. just scheduling those times to go out with other people, like just walk around like places, like doesn't always have to be dinner and drinks, which is really fun too. But I would just say like, go out, push yourself out of your comfort zone, meet new people. Like my social work program, like when me and Livy were in there in the fall, like we just talked to each other for the most times. Like, yeah, we made friends and stuff, but we sat together, we drove together. And then in the spring, I pushed myself to like make other friends in the program. And I mm-hmm. went to my formal and I did these things by myself. And now I consider those friends like a lot closer and I text them and we can do things. And I would have never been able to do that if I just continued to like stay in my shell and drive home. But like, I'll stay after class and talk with people and hang out. So I feel like that would be my recommendation.
Great advice.
Thank you. Yeah. What about you though? I mean, like when you were done with the social work program in the fall, you took, you know, 3 classes and then you decided I want to get an agent and play professionally overseas. And then you had to wait for a while. Like you were kind of in that limbo in between.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever feel like am I doing the right thing? Did you question it? Did you question yourself? Like, mm-hmm. and then talk about your experience overseas.
Yeah. So basically, yeah. I mean, I got an agent probably in November. I left for Iceland in April. So what is that? November, December, like 6 months. So I was kind of just like, what am I doing? And then I'm still back in that right now. But so if you're feeling alone, hi. Yeah, but I mean, I never really questioned my decision because I knew like I would always regret it if I didn't go. So like for me, it was like, I just want to push myself and see if I can do it and like go experience a new culture, live in a different country. Like that was something that enticed me so much. And I was like, something's going to come up. Like, and if it doesn't, like at least I know I tried. So I wasn't going to like give up. So I think the limbo was hard because I was just living at home, working every day and then training on top of that. And it's hard, like, when you're training by yourself. I train with the men's team at BU, like, a little bit, too. And then Hobby trained me a lot. He's mm-hmm. amazing. But it's just, like, not knowing, like, what exactly to be training for, like, what team or, like, what – it's just where you're going to be. So that's kind of hard in the sense of, like, you don't know how to be training necessarily. Like,
yeah.
If I knew I was leaving in April, then I would have like spaced out my training and started going harder around like February or whatever. But I was just like going hard the whole time because my agent was like, I could call you tomorrow and you might have to leave the next week. So it was like,
yeah,
that constant of being prepared was just like really exhausting on my mind and my body. But yeah, no, I was like, this is what I want to do. So I did it, went there in April.
Wait, I have a question before you talk about when you went there.
Go ahead.
So if like somebody's contemplating like if they should play pro after soccer, if they should just start a job, like what would you recommend they do, or like how would you recommend they go about making that decision?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just like if you love it and if you want to try it, like do it.
Nice. That's so helpful.
Yeah, like, well, it's more of like, if you know you'll regret not trying, then do it. Like,
yeah.
You don't want to be 40 and look back and be like, oh, I wish I tried it. Because also, nothing is, like, set in stone. Like, wherever you go, if you need to leave, you need to leave. Like, my roommate in Iceland, shout out Rachel, love you so much.
Love you, Rach.
But she had to leave and go home, like, 2 months in, and you know, she's doing great now, but like, it's not like they were like, you need to stay here.
She's recently engaged.
Yeah, she got that ring, Slay Queen. But yeah, like, it's not like they were like, you need to stay, like, your contract, or like, she did have a contract, but things happen, like, things change, like, you're not going to be, like, stuck somewhere. So I think that was also, like, there's, you can always just go home in a couple weeks if it's really that bad, you know what I mean? So I think knowing that you're not stuck, and then two, knowing, like, if you're gonna regret it, then do it, because most of the time it's gonna work out great, and you're gonna love it. And also, like, you can't grow if you're not pushing out of your boundaries, like, pushing yourself out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
So, like, if you want to just, like, stay in your hometown and work, like, that's amazing. But if you don't want that, but you're just settling for that, then don't.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
No, I think that that's better advice than the first go around. I think it's hard, though, for some people, like, if they have a job lined up, or if, like, they're in a master's program like you were, and just to be like, am I going to really leave that to just go play for a few months and have fun? Like, I think it's a hard decision, but... Yeah. Always trust your gut. Like,
yeah, that's what mom always tells me. And I'm like, I don't have that.
I know. I think
she's like, what was your feeling about going to Iceland? I'm like, I didn't have one. Like, yeah, I was nervous. I was pooping my pants, but like, I just went. Like, I'm not the type, but I think your gut too
was telling you, like, I will regret it.
Yeah,
I will
that say part for sure.
So but I think some people's guts, like, is like, if a job is calling them, or if a master's program is calling them, like, you'll know, because you may not have that, like, what if feeling. You would just be like, I'm done.
Yeah. I think it's just, like, follow what you love. Things land in your lap. Things come to you.
Yeah.
And also, like, don't panic. Because, like, looking back, I wish I was just, like, more chilled out about, like, if something would come to me. Because, like, things are going to come to you when they're going to come to you. Like, you can't really do anything. So I think knowing things are out of your control.
Our brother Parker felt that, too. Like, he just graduated with his MBA in August. Mm-hmm. And he was, like, freaking out trying to get a job. And it's just, like, yeah, it's hard. But in your interview, and, like, you have all these fears. But, like, now he's living in Salt Lake City, Utah. Like, enjoying it. Has a great job with great pay and benefits and things like that. But it's... always going to have that anxiety feeling, and you're always going to be nervous, but just, I guess, trust the process a little bit and try to make the most of where you are now. Cause I think so many of us try to look to the future and hope for the future and get excited for the future, and we forget to live in the now and in the present.
Like, stop rushing it. Like, it's December 8th. We need to lock into Christmas. Yeah. Like, we need to enjoy where we're at. Like, things come to you when they come to you, and
also be present with the people you're with, because you may not live with them. Like, you know, now our brother's all the way across the country, and I was like, bye. And now I'm like, I miss him. And it's like, you're always going to miss the people that you're closest with and that are family.
Yeah. I think it's just important to relax about certain things. Mm-hmm. I know it's like way easier said than done, because I'm still doing that too, but just realize that things will come to you when they come to you, and don't rush life. Like, I was listening to Dancing Through Life from the Wicked soundtrack, and like, it's so true. Like, knowing nothing matters. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, yes, it does, of course. And like, I know that we're very privileged to even say that, because our parents are letting us stay here without rent, and we're not in debt. Like, I know I'm super privileged to say that, but if you are in a similar position, or even if you're not, like, just take a deep breath and just keep doing your best, because just
keep dancing.
Yeah, because honestly, like, it's usually not that deep.
And also, yeah, if you want something, like, go for it. Do it.
Like, it's nothing is permanent. Like, if you want it, go after it. If you feel like, oops, I don't want this, go ahead.
It's okay to change your mind.
Yeah, like, you're usually not, like, committing to something. And even with a job, like, you know how many people I've heard lately who are, like, talking about other employees, like, oh, they put in their 2 weeks and then just left.
Yeah.
Like, are they? Like, they're fine. Like, you know, it's just, like, things happen. No one is, like,
and I think stuck forever.
Like, post-grad,
since we're talking about post-grad feels, everybody are so, like, our friends, the people we know, like, it's such a hard time in your life, because everybody's telling you, like, these are the best years of your life. You don't have responsibilities. You don't have anything to worry about. Like, you're free. You're not tied down. No kids.
Fake news, people.
And it's like, I can definitely appreciate that. Like, I don't have a mortgage right now. Like, I don't, you know, I don't have kids and things like that. Thank God. Heavens. But I think it's also such a scary time in your life because there's so much to do. Like, our friend Emma at dinner was like, dude, do I go abroad and travel for 5 months? Do I start PA school? Do I keep living here? Do I do? And it's like, there's so, like, the world is your oyster. And it's like, how do I just pick something and just be like, oh, I hope I'm happy doing this for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Like, if you were five and you were like, I'm going to be a nurse. And then you went and be a nurse and you, like, love your life and you live in a house with kids and a husband, like, like, not actually, but yeah, I mean, it's so amazing though, because it is like, the world is my oyster. Like, if I want to move to Australia tomorrow, I can.
Mm-hmm.
Technically.
But like, will you do it? No balls.
I've been contemplating it, trust me.
No, same with Hawaii. It's been really cool.
But like, yeah, it's like, it's so much, especially with like the remote stuff now too. It's like, you really can go anywhere and do anything you want. Mm-hmm. But like, what are you supposed to pick then?
Yeah. But I just think like a big lesson I think our generation and the generation above us has been trying to teach us is like, don't stay in a job like you hate. Like, our dad is always like, I am so proud of your generation because we all stayed in jobs we didn't love and now we're stuck in them because we need our pension.
Yep.
And we're kind of, I think, just trying to change that narrative. Like, yes, you need to think about your life when you're 70 and you can't just kind of like put that forever on the back burner. But right now, that's not something you need to worry about. You need to worry about finding something that makes you happy, that you love, that you're going to feel fulfilled, that you're not going to come home miserable every day from.
Mm-hmm. Like those people who are like, I've never worked a day in my life.
Slay.
Yeah.
Like
slay. I'm looking for that. I'm looking and I'm searching and I'm
and like out. I'm sure everybody has their hard days in their jobs, and especially now with social media being like, can I just quit and be an influencer? Like,
yeah.
Because that's so enticing. Like, everybody's like, just keep posting and you'll eventually be, and it's like, that's such a hard concept for people who are working their asses off every day. Mm-hmm. To look at. So it's like, try to not compare yourself to that and try to just find a passion that you have and understand there's going to be hard days, there's going to be amazing days, but if you're genuinely, I think, you know, 85% of the time happy and enjoy doing what you do, then you're in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's pretty important to just know you're not stuck, you know.
Yeah, you can change your mind, but it's also like, yeah, the comparison to the social media is just, it's terrible. I mean, like, my TikTok screen time is ridiculous.
Like, she's a screen agent.
I'm the first one to say that, but, like, I'm trying to cut back because it's, like, just constantly comparing myself to everyone else's life. I mean, I put on a limit for an hour and a half.
And you decline it every time.
I hit delay for 10 sometimes.
No.
Like, actually, like, it's just, it's really hard. Like, you see, like, and obviously people say social media is a highlight reel, but like, I'm still staring at that being like, that's their life every single day. Like, that's so sick.
Yeah. But it is like, nobody's life is as good as it seems. And I think it's like funny, like too, when you're younger and you think your like family is so perfect, then you grow up and you're like, oh. this aunt did this, or like things like that. It's just like, when same thing with social media, it's like, when you're young, you're naive. You don't think other people have stuff going on in their lives. You think everybody's perfect because when you see them at Thanksgiving and everybody's happy, like, you just think that's real life.
Mm-hmm.
But I think just at this age, like when you're about to graduate or even like move on from a stage in your life, just know it's okay to feel two things can be true. Like, you can feel excitement and you can feel fear, and you can feel, you know, anticipation and angst, and you can also feel contentness. Like, you could feel all these things going on at once, and you don't need to be like, pick one emotion and have to feel it. Like, it's okay to feel all of the feels.
Feeling all the feely feels. Yeah. Okay. So going back to pro. So
yeah,
basically left
and off topic.
Yeah. But ramble. Basically, yeah, I left in April. I lived with one other roommate. And I worked at a hotel from like 9 to 1-ish. They gave us breakfast and lunch.
9 to 12.
Yeah, depending. And then I would go home, chill, watch TV, read, go to the gym. Baths. Yeah, go to the gym. And then we usually had practice like 6 to 8, and then we'd do it all again. And we just traveled, like, and played other teams all throughout Iceland. But, yeah, no, I had an amazing experience. I loved my coaches, my managers, my teammates. Like, I was so blessed. And everyone came out and visited me, which was so fun. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, overall, just, like, I had an amazing experience. So, again, if anyone, like, has questions about that or wants to ask, like, feel free to reach out or ask questions on social media. But, Yeah. I mean, now I'm not sure what I want to do. Just it's more along the lines of like if I want to keep playing soccer rather than like
I was going to say.
I didn't have
our audience is curious. Like, what are your plans?
I'm also curious. So feel free to send out some tips and tricks.
Yeah. She is such an indecisive little brain.
Yeah. I have no idea what I want to do. So, but that's like, exciting.
Like,
so.
Or like me and dad and mom keep saying, it's just like, you'll never know unless you try. So you got to just kind of put yourself out there and try new things. And if, like we've just said, if you're stuck and you quit and you move and you do this and you do that. So, but yeah. you have no answer for loyal listeners.
No. If you're a loyal listener, give it a couple weeks. I might have some exciting news for you.
Ooh.
You'll have to tune in next week.
Oh. Okay. Well, there you have it, folks.
Yeah. But if you have no idea what you want to do, then it's okay.
Yeah.
We're in this together.
And even though, like, you're talking about your amazing experience, which, like, you definitely had, I'm sure there were days and times where you were like, I'm tired. I want to go home. I miss my family.
Like, I miss my mommy.
I miss summer. And
yeah, the sun was a huge one. My vitamin D took a hit.
Yeah.
Like, I was so pale. But yeah, no, there was, trust me. There. Yeah, like, I don't, again, social media is a highlight reel. What I'm saying, it's a highlight reel. Like, there was some days where I was like, I just want to go home. It's so cold. But overall, like, I was surrounded by such great people that it made it so much better. Which I think is, like, always the point, what people say, like, because no matter where you are, it's who you're with, mm-hmm. which is facts. But, like, the sun,
chef's kiss. And I feel like, too, like, kind of exiting from that portion of the podcast of, like, talking about your experience, I feel like it's, we've been talking a lot about, like, how challenging it is post-grad and, like, mm-hmm. being away from soccer. But I feel like it's also been so freeing to be, like, I'm a human and, like, I can do other things besides, like, play soccer.
Yeah,
and
like, I can eat mac and cheese for breakfast.
Yeah. No, like, I can.
Like, no one's stopping me. I don't have training right now. Like,
it's amazing. And I think,
freeing.
Yeah, and I think, too, like, weekend trips to visit friends. Like, I work on the weekends, but, so, like, before I started that job, like, it's so fun to just be like, wait, we can go. Like, we went to Clemson to visit our cousin Ryan, mm-hmm. who is a loyal listener. He better be listening to this. After our season ended, after we got our tattoos, and we just like took off a class because we hadn't like missed a class, and we were like, just, hey professor, we're actually just gonna miss because we want to go to Clemson. And he was like, mm-hmm. sure, enjoy, whatever. But we took like a 4-day road trip, 12 hours to Clemson, 12 hours back, and just like went to a football game and like had fun and partied and like just like we're college kids, and it just felt so fun, and like we could actually do that for once.
Yeah, like no care in the world.
Yeah,
about literally like, who's catching us.
Yeah, like who's stopping me? Who's judging me for drinking? Like there's no drama. Like it just was amazing. And same with like when I went to do my half marathon in Newport, Rhode Island. Like I just had so much fun with my friends, and like everybody was so supportive, and just like it was just a weekend. Like I could just go do that. Like what?
Yeah, it's definitely freeing. Like. There, it is so challenging, but at the end of the day, like, you get to go be whoever you want to be, and it's kind of, like, in your hands, which I guess is the scary part, too. Like, it's up to you to be who you want to be. It's up to you to make those choices, because I'm always like, Mom, what should I do? And she's like, I can't tell you what to do, sweetie. I'm like, why? Like, just tell me, and then I'll do it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, overall, like, it's just, you get to do what you want. Like, you can go build your dream life if you want it, which is both exciting and scary, but.
Yeah. But it's just, it's so funny because, like, you can just, like, go to sleep, yeah, and just wake up and just do whatever you want. Like, mm-hmm. what? It's amazing. And I think just take advantage of that and take advantage of, like, being able to try things that you've always wanted to try and travel places that you always want to travel. Like, I took a 4-week trip to Europe and backpacked kind of with our best friend Grace, and my brother joined us. Libby joined us from London. We met up with our friend Rory, and it was just like something I always wanted to do, and I promised myself I was gonna do if I was ever done with soccer. And like, yeah, I broke the bank completely, but I wouldn't trade it for the world. Like, it was so much fun, and it was so freeing to just, again, 4 weeks with no responsibilities to just travel and see the world and meet new people. And I met so many people that I follow on Instagram and like keep in touch with. And I went on wine tours and jumped off cliffs and just, it was just like, now that without soccer, like I would have never done that. Cause I'm like, I had to go to rehab. I had to train. I had to do things. So like, also same thing, if you're ending a new chapter, like if you're ending a job and you're starting a new one and it doesn't start for a few weeks, go do something you've always wanted to do. Go do something you promised yourself you would do if you had the time. And I promise you, you won't regret something that you do like that.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. And then like moving a little just like into our last segment, like how has like your body changed? How has working out changed? Like what would you give someone who's like going through the transition of being an athlete or just like being someone who works out a lot to then having this crazy schedule or not having like a scheduled workout? Because like for us, it was 2 hours a day blocked off. There's my workout in the morning, done for the day.
Amazing. Don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Like it was always in built in. Yeah. And I think now like with my crazy busy schedule, I always get up in the morning and work out before I start my day. So if you are a morning person or somebody who feels like you could do that, because I know some people are like, F no. Some people are like, I could try it. Definitely do it, because getting up and having that done with for the day just helps ease my mind. I feel so good. It's like my coffee. Like I feel energized. I feel awake. I feel ready to take on the day. And it's such a good habit for me to get into, and I'm hoping to like carry on. But I think working out has changed so much because I've like reduced my cardio by a ton, and then my metabolism has slowed. I'm not as hungry anymore. I don't eat as much, which sometimes makes me sad because I'm like, why am I full? Like this tastes amazing. Like I don't want it to end or get cold and keep it for leftovers, but that's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. But I think it's also been so fun, like the journey of like working out how I want to work out and doing the things I like. Like I don't have to snatch anymore. I don't have to do cleans.
I love snatch.
Like it just hurt my knees a lot. Yeah. And like, I would just like push through because I'm like, well, I'm not going to like baby out and be like, Lori, can you give me something else to do? Like I can't snatch. Which was like my own issue because I could have. Yeah. I love kettlebell swings. Like I incorporate those all the time.
So funny.
As my thing I would do. Thank Anyways, you. Like I don't like have to barbell bench. Like sometimes I like to do dumbbells, like just things like that. Like you can choose what you want to do to work out and feel good. Mm-hmm. And you can eat the foods you want to eat, like without feeling super guilty, at least.
Yeah.
You shouldn't, because it's okay to eat some junk every now and then.
Yeah. And like for me, I'm not sure if I'm done playing, but like for right now I am. And like I came home the other day and I was like, I don't have to work out. Like I'm going to the couch. It's 4:30 and I'm not leaving the rest of the night. And like, that's probably super bad for like my physical and mental health, but realistically, like that's all I wanted to do. And it felt so good. Like I do not have to grind right now. Like I can just enjoy life and I can still eat what I want. Like,
yeah. And I think it's so important to set up a routine where that you usually follow,
right,
but then break sometimes. Cause like, it's really good to walk and work out and exercise.
Every time I don't want to do it and I do it, I feel 100 times better. So
I think everybody listening can agree to that.
Right. But it's like, if you have a schedule where you're doing say Monday, Wednesday, Friday, like you can look forward to those Tuesdays and Thursdays of just like maybe doing a 10-minute yoga or maybe doing nothing.
Or maybe sitting your ass on the couch and putting on The Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
Yeah. So I think it's also like just that freeing mindset of like, I'm not tied to a certain workout. I'm not tied to a certain thing. But it's also like important to realize like I know I need to exercise for like my mental and physical health. So I think just setting up what you need, because it also is, it's like sad. You don't have that 2 hour outlet to just like run around, have fun with your friends, burn 2000 calories and then go eat your face off. Like you don't have that. And it's like depressing at first, but then there's also those positive sides that we just talked about.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. And I think, you know, if anybody can relate to us, like it's okay to like wonder, like, am I doing this right? Should I be doing more? Should I be doing less? Like I did the half marathon, which like felt good because it had something like I had to look forward to, but it was still like, it wasn't what I wanted to do. Like I mentioned earlier. And I think people are figuring it out. Like it's okay to just try new things, figure it out, find your rhythm, find your routine, find what makes you feel good and healthy and, you know, keep your mind clear and present. But it's also like, it's hard to like sit if you're working a desk job from 9 to 5 and then go work out somewhere. Mm-hmm. Like it's really hard. And I think like, especially in winter time. So
Give yourself grace.
Yeah, give yourself grace. And don't compare yourself to the people, because also the people that are posting on like Instagram, TikTok, like that they get up at 5 and work out and they do this and do that, like they might be lying.
Sometimes I feel like it's like noon and they're just turning all the lights off. Like, are you really just flipping the lights on at noon and being like 5 a.m. vlog? Like, how do I know that's 5 a.m.? I mean, but it probably is like Soy Queen, but like for me, I would definitely be faking it.
But I think the average person is just like you and me. And we feel like we dread working out sometimes. And sometimes we like working out. And sometimes we're tired and we're cold and we're this and we're that. And it's okay to just give yourself a break. And especially being an athlete, like you're just so wired to feel like you have to work out.
Mm-hmm.
And like, your body might change a little.
I'm going to work out. I'm going to get fat. Like, no, you're not.
No. And also your body might change a little, but that's okay. Like, so many of these girls are like, oh, I need to be on Ozempic or I need to get on these things. Like, you're a normal, healthy, perfect looking human.
Yeah.
We all look different. It's
we're
okay.
We're going to do, I think we're going to do an episode on body image and confidence. Okay. So let's not get too far into it.
Yeah.
But anyways, give yourself some grace and watch some Christmas movies and eat some snacks. And let's make this December amazing.
Yeah, let's do it. Because, yeah, and I think, you know, we tried to encapsulate, like, our post-grad experiences. But, like, just know, like, our feels are unknown. Like,
up and down.
And we're confused and we're scared and we're excited. And, you know, we want to move somewhere together after this. But, like, who knows what's going to happen? Like, we're all just going through life for the first time. So just remember that it's okay to...
Mm-hmm.
To be confused of what's next and what's in store, but, you know, take the, I think the positive end and just be like, I can do whatever I want on the weekends. I can book trips. I can travel. I can do the things that I want to do finally and try to run with that mindset.
Yeah. And people say like, romanticize your life, celebrate the little victories. And honestly, like that stuff is not cliche. Like do it.
Yeah.
It helps.
Yeah. Like I got sushi for my last day of work and class and it felt unreal.
Yeah. It's the little things.
It's the little things.
Thank you so much for listening.
We hope y'all enjoyed.
See you next Thursday.
If you are not following us on Instagram, please follow us at recently.retired. We're posting like updates on when episodes will be dropped. You guys can get to know us a little more, ask questions, and yeah, there may be some surprising updates coming soon. Maybe some merchandise.
Oh yes,
we don't know yet. We're gonna see. So stay tuned, and thanks you all for listening.